Good morning, everybody.
Good
Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. This is the seventh Sunday of Easter. This is the graduation Sunday. It is Communion Sunday. Lots going on here today. Looking forward to today's service. So you all know, a couple of times that I will be out of the office this week. Tomorrow I have a dentist appointment back in Neenah, so I'll be out for the day, and then this is annual meeting week, so John and Linda and I will be attending the Wisconsin Conference UCC annual meeting in Green Lake. Not in the lake, we're not going to get wet, but at Green Lake Conference Center. So we will be there. I will be part of the worship band. And I will be leading a workshop on disability theology, and John and Linda will, of course, be our esteemed delegates. One of the big deals that we are looking at is the voting on the dissolution of the associations and becoming one big conference. Having the conference act as an association. It's primarily an organizational thing that doesn't really impact a local church super deeply, but it makes some of the organization more streamlined from a committee point of view and things like that. I will be voting for that to take place. I have no concerns about it whatsoever, at least as far as the local church is concerned. But maybe John, when he talks to you more when he does the delegate speech that I haven't asked him to do yet. You know the drill. You've delegated long enough. At some point, you'll hear a little bit more from us about that, but I don't think, like I said, I don't think it impacts a local church in a real significant way. I don't think I have any other announcements, but I know Becky does.
Good morning. The United Methodist Church Women's Elizabeth Circle is inviting all women to a day of retreat entitled It Is Well With My Soul. It's going to be held on Tuesday, June 17th at Go Dutch Solutions. It runs from 8:30 to 2:30. There is a cost of $15, but that includes your morning coffee and pastries and also a light lunch. And then the second announcement I have is Vacation Bible School. We have, the theme is Road Trip, On the Go with God. So it's kind of like a Route 66 theme or a road trip theme. It's really cute. We are still looking for either a teacher or a couple of individuals that want to co-teach the lesson. They're all laid out, the curriculum's all laid out, so you don't have to come up with anything. But we would like, we're looking for a set of teachers. That's on Friday, June 20th. We would need you from about 8:30 to about 2:30, I think. And then we're still looking for one or two group leaders. The group leaders basically are chaperones. You go around with a kid and you take them to crafts and do crafts with them. You take them to the story and you do the story with them. You take them to music and do music with them, and you just kind of get to hang out with the kids. It's a blast. All right. If you're interested in helping out at all, please see me after church or in the next week. Send me an email or so. Thank you.
Thanks, Becky. The VBS planning team, representing all three churches, have done some really wonderful, wonderful things and lots of great work. So come and be a part of that. Heather.
I snuck up. I also have a real quick announcement. We will be again hosting the Summer Bag Lunch Program with Emmanuel Lutheran Church in partnership. They will be serving lunches on Monday, June 10th, and Tuesday, June 11th. No, I have those dates wrong. Sorry, I think it's Monday, June 9th, and Tuesday, June 10th. We will be serving lunches on the 11th and 12th. If you're able to come and help make sandwiches with us on Tuesday night, we really need to prepare probably close to 250 lunches, sandwiches. So if you're able to come help make them, I promise we'll give you the instructions, and we do it really quickly. So that's from 5:30 to 7:30 on Tuesday, June 11th, 10th. Look at the sign-up sheet. I've been having the dates wrong. Alana, thank you for helping me with those in the newsletter. I think I'm looking at another month. And also, if you're able to come help serve those lunches, we only need a few people each day, and that's from 11 until 1 on Wednesday and Thursday. That would be a big help as well. If you have any questions, you can see me, but don't ask me about the dates.
Thanks, Heather. Does anybody have any other announcements?
I have one for the food pantry. I called them on Thursday, and I usually try to update it seasonally. So the current list that I have is they need jelly, syrup. I'm not sure what kind of syrup, if it's maple or chocolate, but spaghetti sauce and mac and cheese.
Okay. Thank you much. If there are no other announcements, let's share the peace of Christ with one another. Good morning, peace be with you, peace be with you, good morning. Good morning, peace be with you. Good morning, peace be with you. Good morning, peace be with you, good morning. Peace be with you, peace be with you. Good morning, peace be with you. Hey, peace be with you. You look cute today. Good morning. Peace be with you. As we prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning, I invite you to take a deep breath as we listen to a poem by Steve Garnis Holmes. He wrote the poem. I did a quick little video. This is a poem called "Hope Is an Act," which was found on Steve's website, and you'll hear him reading it.
Hope is an act. Abandon your thoughts of thoughts or feelings, the moods that come and go. Hope is a practice, an act you can do even as you mourn or regret or dread. Hope is an act of trust, regardless of what the future may hold. Trust in the gravity of grace, the life that sings in all things. The Arctic tern facing an ocean who lifts her wings and goes. The stream that unfurls through the woods, the roots that reach and curl around stones, the earth that circles around the sun one more time and one more again. The child who turns to her mother. The hand of the healer on every torn thing. Hope is not wishing, but acting. Birthing. Planting. Getting up.
Now let us join together in the call to worship.
Please stand for the call to worship. Again, the disciples gathered in Galilee, this time at the mountain where Jesus had directed them to go. Whether at sea level or on the mountaintop, we follow Jesus. They saw Jesus and worshiped him, yet they doubted. We recall our own experiences of deep devotion, and yet we are aware of times of great doubt. Both are essential elements of engaged faith. Jesus instructed the disciples to go and make disciples, baptizing in the holy names and teaching as he had taught. In spite of our frailty at times, Jesus invites us to be a part of the ministry of serenity, bringing good news to those who suffer. Jesus offered reassurance with his parting words, "Remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." When our own lives are in turmoil, and when we see those around us struggling, we can offer comfort to others and tender compassion to ourselves, seeking calm in divine presence. Join me in the opening prayer. God of love and presence, we know that we have experienced many kinds of difficulty and trauma in our lives. May we work together to provide hope to those who need it the most, as we are reminded of the hope you've given us. Amen. The opening hymn is number 655, "Come Away from Rush and Hurry."
Amen. You may be seated. This morning, we are celebrating several graduates of our church, both from high school and from post-high school programs, and we're going to start by watching a video of photos of all of them put together by Chris Van Buren. Thank you for doing that, Chris.
Can almost see it, that dream I'm dreaming, but there's a voice inside my head saying you'll never reach it. Every step I'm taking, every move I make feels lost with no direction. My faith is shaken, but I gotta keep trying. Gotta keep my head held high. There's always gonna be another mountain. I'm always gonna wanna make it move. Always gonna be an uphill battle. Sometimes I'm gonna have to lose. It ain't about how fast I get there. Ain't about what's waiting on the other side. Struggles I'm facing, the chances I'm taking, sometimes might knock me down, but no, I'm not breaking. I may not know it, but these are the moments that I'm gonna remember most, yeah. Just gotta keep going.
Becky to come up and join me.
We want to hit the girls.
Yeah. As your name is called, graduates who are here, if you'll come up and join us, because we got something for you. So Haley Hunick. Eliza Newman, and Alyssa Petty. And then in absentia, we're also recognizing Delaney Stelzel, Ava Kerner, and Colton Plein. Friends, do you want to tell the congregation what is happening next for you? Surprise!
I just graduated from the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse in biomedical science, and I'm starting physician assistant school at the University of Dubuque in Iowa on August 11th.
Woohoo!
I just graduated high school, and I will now be attending the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater to get a degree in English education.
Woohoo!
I just graduated from the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, and I'll be going to Marquette University to go through occupational therapy.
Woohoo! That's wonderful. Well, congratulations to all of you, and we're just so proud of everything that you've done up to this point and everything that you are going to continue to do. Now is the time that we get to bless our beloved graduates. We have a litany that Becky and I are going to lead some of it, and then congregation, you will also be joining us. And then after that litany, you all stay up here because we got something for you. Yep. Today we honor you who are graduating, for you are on a sacred journey. Your journey is not of
the learning
of your mind, but the growing of your heart.
We celebrate the effort you have given to accomplish this.
And we ask God's blessing for the journey yet to come. May God always give you gifts of curiosity and discipline.
May God give you courage to explore new things. May the Spirit work in you, that in all you do, you may serve God.
May the Spirit give you grace to do justice, to love kindly, and to walk humbly with God.
May you know always that Christ goes with you, and we who have made many journeys give you our blessing.
By the grace of God, we surround you with our prayers.
Our spirits will go with you, for we too are pilgrims, always learning, always by the grace of God, beginning anew. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen. So Becky, do you want to tell them a little bit about?
Yeah. I should probably go to the mic.
I thought Alana had one for you, sorry.
No, that's all right. We are presenting the graduates with keychains. And on one side of the keychain, it says, UCC, here you're always home. And on the back side are the official coordinates of 125 Beaver Dam Street.
Congratulations. Congratulations. Let's give everybody a round of applause. You're welcome to return to your seats. Thank you so much. And there will be cake for these lovely graduates. So don't go too far after worship until you've had a piece of delicious cake.
Our scripture today, the first scripture is Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshiped him, but they doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." The next scripture is Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9. "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is pleasing, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence and if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things. As for the things that you have learned and received and heard and noticed in me, do them, and the God of peace will be with you." Here end the readings for today. May God bless us as we learn from these holy words. Amen.
Thank you, Jane. Our media clip for today comes from a very new movie. This doesn't always happen with our media stuff, but this is a brand new movie. If you've seen the original Inside Out Pixar movie that came out with a new one, this is an anxiety attack from Inside Out 2.
Come on, Riley, get it together.
I'm not good enough.
You have to score, Riley, or this will all have been for nothing.
Anxiety, you're putting too much pressure on her.
To choose who Riley is. Anxiety? You need to let her go.
My friends, will you join me in prayer? God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So I had training wheels on my bike until I was about 8 years old. For a long time, I was scared to let my dad take the training wheels off of my bike because my balance wasn't very good at that point in my life. In general, I would fall over a lot, and I didn't need another reason to fall, right? I liked going on bike rides, and so I didn't want to create this bad experience for myself. But by that age, I had grown too old for bikes with training wheels. You know, surprise, they don't make a whole lot of bikes with training wheels for eight-year-olds. And my dad came up to me one Saturday, and he said, "I think it's time to take the training wheels off." "But what if I fall?" I protested. He said, "You might fall a couple times at first, but if you fall, I'll be running alongside, ready to catch you." So I decided to let him take the training wheels off, not necessarily because I wanted him to, or because I believed that I could do everything on my own, but because I trusted him. And he was right, I did fall down a few times. I probably got scraped or cut or bruised a few times too, but my dad was always there to catch me, and he helped me get back up again. You know, most of us can probably identify at least one memory of encountering the fear of the unknown. And maybe it's the fear of encountering the natural order of things as life changes. Maybe it's moving forward without the physical presence of a loved one to be with us. Maybe it's examining our own values or what we believe to be true about ourselves. You know, we're in good company this week with the disciples. At first read, today's scriptures might feel a little strange to read on the seventh Sunday of Easter. The fanfare of Easter Day has long since gone, and the beautiful Easter lilies have long since left our sanctuary. But in fact, we're reading this today because of the promise Jesus makes his disciples at the end of the text. He says, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And remember, I am with you always until the very end of the age." Now, some of you might recognize this text from other times it's been preached on, and a lot of times we think about that first part, what people call the Great Commission, you know, making disciples in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And that's not unimportant. You know, it's important for us to tell the stories of how God has been present in our lives and how we might be able to share that with others. And, you know, sharing our faith with others is a good thing, right? But honestly, sometimes the way people do that feels a little icky. When somebody comes up to us and says, you know, totally unprompted, "Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?" You know, it can feel a little weird. Or if somebody comes up to you and says, "You know, I'd like to talk to you about Jesus." You know, some of us, even the people that, even those of us who believe, might be like, "Yeah, I'm good, thanks." But It's kind of, and one more important piece the more important piece I want to talk about today seems to be the kind of anxiety that often accompanies us when we do the work of God in the world. Like, I was worried about falling off my bike. Sometimes we worry about our own frailty and our own shortcomings getting in the way of the amazing and incredible story of God's love that is revealed through us and what we do and what we say and how we act and what we believe. You know, kind of like in today's media clip where Riley, the young woman who is the protagonist in Inside Out 2, we worry if we're a good person. We worry if we are good enough to do God's work in the world. And if you haven't seen Inside Out, either of them, it might be helpful for you to know that in that clip, basically the whole premise of both of the Inside Out movies is understanding how our emotions impact us as we live and how we live our lives, the team at Pixar actually brought in child psychologists to make sure that they were getting the plot lines right. They have emotions of joy and anger and disgust and sadness and trying to remember if there's and then anxiety is the new one in this this particular sequel. And if you're looking for a fun movie to watch with your kids or your grandkids, if you haven't seen it already, Inside Out and Inside Out 2. Inside Out is probably my favorite Pixar movie that I've seen, other than maybe Toy Story. And it's a really interesting look at our emotions and how we do all of that. So I can only imagine the anxiety of the disciples that they must feel in these days. You know, Jesus has shown them the way throughout his entire ministry. He's invited them into the new ways of thinking and doing and co-creating the kind of world that God desires. You know, when we say the Lord's Prayer, on earth as it is in heaven, right? You know, that's what he's talking about. And now he is going to leave. He's going to go up to heaven to be with God. And today's scripture tells us that the disciples have some doubts after he rises again. How on earth are they going to be able to meet the task at hand before them? You know, the teachings of Jesus in many ways have been the theological training wheels for the work that the disciples are about to do. And Jesus understands that he cannot be with them forever. He can't be running aside them all the time and saying, pedal, 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 pedal. And he must prepare them to live in a world without him in order for the church to grow and to be sustainable in the future. Because Jesus understands that this is the natural order of things, he needs to help his disciples understand that his departure is also pleasing to God. But Jesus also understands that it's not entirely that simple. He understands that the disciples have a lot at stake. What if their work and their testimony is discarded or dismissed? What if something happens that they're not prepared for? What if their very lives are threatened by opponents of the gospel of Jesus Christ? This is why Jesus says something very important. Remember, I am with you always. Jesus reminds them elsewhere in his teachings that he does not give the same things to them that the world gives. Jesus does not offer a stable living situation. Jesus does not assure them that they will have status in society or social capital that keeps them out of harm's way. Jesus does not provide them with health insurance. Jesus instead gives them the kind of peace and support that the world cannot provide. Jesus gives them the guidance and protection and strength that they need for the journey. The Holy Spirit is given to the disciples as an advocate, which will remind them of everything that Jesus has taught them. God will send the Holy Spirit to the disciples in the name of Jesus so that they will know that the triune God guides them on the way. What follows after the word of comfort that is often said in the book of Luke is another two whole chapters of various words of comfort. We're talking today about the book of Matthew, but there are very similar stories in the book of Luke as well. But I think it is the same for us. Receiving words of comfort is not always easy. I understood, for example, that my dad loved me and would do anything to keep me safe. I knew that he would be running alongside me as I rode my bike. But I had to trust that he would eventually catch me if I fell, and I had to be brave in order to try something new. And obviously, he knew that this was an important part of my continued childhood development, and it was also an important life skill to take off the training wheels, both literally and metaphorically, and venture bravely into life's new challenges, because at some point, I would ride my bike by myself, and I would have to remember everything that he taught. But this is the good news, friends. Like he was for the disciples, Jesus continues to be with us and inspire our work for a better world, even when we can't feel his physical presence. You know, I see that at work in our graduates. You know, you heard the amazing things that they are going to do after their graduation, and they have to remember in times of adversity and times of struggle that God is going to be with them, and that we are with them in spirit, even as they go through difficult times. Even through all of that, Jesus offers us peace and protection and guidance and gives us the invitation to work with God to co-create the world that God wills. Now, I'm not going to say it's going to be easy. In fact, some days it will probably be quite difficult. If you're riding a bike or if you're sharing the word of God, you might fall down a few times. You might get scratched or cut or bruised more than your fair share. You may be threatened because of who you are or what you believe. But it's precisely because you share the love and teachings of Jesus Christ that Jesus will continue to be with you. So, my friends, it's time to take off the training wheels. It's time to venture boldly into the work of Jesus Christ. In our own ways, we have the opportunity to help make the world more fully aligned with what God intends it to be. You all have so many gifts to share. And so throughout this week, I invite you to ask the question, how can I join God's work in the world today? How can I join God's work in the world today? That's a question that might change. It might the way that you answer that question every passing day might be a little bit different. But if you listen for what God is inviting you into, you might be really surprised and full of awe. So may you feel God's richest blessings as you enter into the work that you are called to do. May you take off the training wheels and go with God into the rich new future that God has in store for you. Thanks be to God. Amen. So now we come into a time of more intentional prayer, thinking of the people and situations that are on our hearts and need our prayers today. As we do that, why don't we take a few moments to just take a deep breath and offer some silent prayers for all of those folks. Amen. I have one prayer request that I was given, and then I will solicit yours. And as usual, I'll offer a prayer request, and then I'll say, God, in your mercy, and invite you to respond with, receive our prayer. So, Joe Wynn, let me know that Kevin is having surgery tomorrow. So for Kevin and his medical team, and for Joe, God in your mercy. What other prayers do we bring today?
Prayers for my daughter Deidre and Lucas as they are saying goodbye, as he is deployed for a year.
For Deidre and for Lucas and family and for all of the for all of those who are deploying this year, that God might grant them protection so that they may be safely back home again. God in your mercy. What else?
Last few months, we have been praying for my sister, Rachel. She did have her breast cancer surgery this last week. She had a double mastectomy. Just prayers for the pathology reports to come back favorable.
Yes. For Rachel, as she continues in the hoping and the waiting, God in your mercy. Anything else today? Oh, good.
Laura and Paul Reynolds want to express thanks for the wedding last week of Greg Reynolds and V. Lobbs.
Yes, indeed. For a beautiful wedding, for a celebration of Greg and V's love. God in your mercy.
Then I would also ask that you pray for my granddaughter, Maya, who's dealing with some medical issues.
for Maya, her medical team, her family. God, in your mercy. Receive our prayer. Anything else today? Okay. Then let us be together in a time of prayer. God, in your grace and love, you remind us that through all of life's challenges, you continue to be with us. That no matter what we've been through, that you will continue to guide us and protect us as we take the training wheels off in our lives. We ask you to help us be people who will remind others of that. Those who are approaching surgeries, those who are waiting for surgery results, those who are celebrating new phases of life, graduation, weddings, and all sorts of things. Those of us who are dealing with pain or hurt in all of the different ways that they express themselves, whether in mind or body or spirit. We ask you to remind us again and again and again that you are with us, that your presence with us can help us and give us strength, that we might give that strength to others. We pray especially for those who are in times of crisis in their own lives, people for whom there is too much month left at the end of the money, for whom food insecurity, poverty, discrimination, homelessness are a companion in a way that they did not want, when so many other people in this world have more than what they need. We ask that you would help us do what we can to offer hope and love and support in the ways that we are called to do. Because we have so much to offer this world, so many gifts of love and light. And we give thanks for all that you have given us. And with humble hearts, we pray as your Son Jesus has taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. That is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may give a gift as the ushers are coming by with the offering plate, or you may also give online at uccwaupun.net. But however you give, whether time, talent, treasure, or prayer, may it be from a grateful heart for the ways that God has been active in your life. Thank you. join me in the prayer of dedication. Gracious God, we offer these gifts to you with humility, with the hope that you will help us use them to offer hope to the world. Help us love others as you love us. Help us have the courage to care for the needy and vulnerable. Amen. You may be seated. Time has come to share Holy Communion with one another. And if you are at home joining us online, you still have some time to get those elements so that you can participate with us as well. And I also want to remind all of us, I always say, this is an open table of the United Church of Christ. That means that you do not have to be a member of this church or this denomination to join us in sharing communion together. We recognize that Christ is the host and invites all of us to participate. So friends, every time we come to this table, we are offered new hope in the love of Jesus Christ. For so many people in our community, and even for us at times, receiving the sacrament has been denied because we didn't belong to a certain church or a certain denomination, and these exclusionary practices fly in the face of what we believe in the United Church of Christ, the recognition that this is Christ's table and does not belong to us. And in a similar way, we come to this table knowing how it feels to be anxious and even hopeless. We know the pain of difficult days. But here at this table, we experience the certainty of God's grace, which surpasses all our understanding. At this table, we know we are loved, and we can find hope in the fact that Jesus demonstrated just how far love would go for all of us. So, beloved, write these words on your heart as we pray. God is with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Holy One who has been and always will be with us. Gracious God, through Christ, you have told us over and over again that we should not be afraid, because through Christ, you have shown us incredible things that we could not have imagined. Christ widened the welcome of community, lifted up the oppressed, and made it clear that your love extends even to the least of these. Even people others might have pushed aside. Even today, he makes it clear that there is nothing we could do to make you stop loving us. That's why, when the hour was near, Jesus gathered his friends for a ritual that empowered them to share the message of love and liberation far and wide. On the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and he broke it, and he blessed it, and he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat this, because this is my body given for you, and every time you eat this, do so in remembrance of me." And after they were finished eating, Jesus took a cup and poured it out. And blessed it and gave you thanks and said, "This is my blood. This is a symbol of the new covenant that I make with you now and forever. And every time you drink this, do so in remembrance of me and remember that I love you." And through these gifts of bread and cup, Jesus reminds us that his love extends even to us, imperfect as we might be, in sharing his love with others. So with gratitude, we pray. Come, Holy Spirit, bless this bread of life and this cup of blessing so that we all may know that you are with us in whatever trials we face, and bless us too so that we may be messengers of your love in the world. And for anybody who hasn't been with us before as we've taken communion, just some instructions. You may come up to the center aisle and take a piece of bread and then eat it, and then take a cup and drink it, and then return to your seats by way of the side aisles. The center bowl of bread is gluten-free bread, and the all of the cups contain grape juice to make this a safe and welcoming table for all. The gifts of God are given for the people of God. Come, for all things are now ready. Thank you. Let us pray. God of love, and the world's grief may remain. In this moment, we can take comfort in your love for us. Send us out as thankful people, ready to embody love and grace. Now we will share in the words of our mission and vision statements. We go now to love God's creation, share in fellowship, and live Christ's example while seeking God's blessing on our lives and on our communities. Living our core values, we the family seeking to deepen spirituality through love and a commitment to Christ. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 451, Be Still My Soul. My friends, receive these words of benediction. Whatever binds you, whatever locks you up, whatever keeps your anxiety on high alert, robbing you of any peace for your life, can be wiped clean. For we believe our stories can be rewritten each and every day. We know this isn't easy or quick, but let this be a vision of your life resurrected. And now may you go into the world extending empathy in all the ways you discover you can for yourselves, for others, for the world. And may the God who created you to be calm and at peace, the Christ who showed you that compassion and what compassion and care looks like, and the Spirit who is transforming your life even now, be with you now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and let's eat some cake. Amen.